to all the ramifications, to all the variations of situations where a person can find himself. The responsibility of an individual for his family, and the responsibility to be metakein in the world, and not just in the Beis Medrash, but b'shivtach b'beisach, b'rechtach b'aderech, etc. Okay, acharka, that's where up to siftes. Mekabel love all mitzvos b'vohaya im shamoa. Kabbalah's all mitzvos is a poel hayotze of yichud, that these are the tasks or the challenges or the privileges that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave man, the ways of being attacked in the olam. V'achar kach maskir yitzias Mitzrayim b'parashas tzitzis. V'haynu ki hinei yitzias Mitzrayim hayatikun gadol shenitknu bo Yisrael v'hashnishar hadavar lonetzach. Look at all of Jewish history. Yitzias Mitzrayim is sui generis. It's unique in all of Jewish history, and therefore it's the only part of Jewish history where we have a din of remembering it on a daily basis. V'hainu, where does Yitzias Mitzrayim fit in to the unique world of the Jewish people? Ki me'achar cheto shel adam harishon nishar enoshiut kulo mikulkal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world for a man. And here, man, after the chet of Adam, is mikulkal kamoshe zacharnu b'chelek harishon. V'haya hara mitgaber b'kulo ad shelo haya nimtza makom latov shiitchazek klal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have an anchor that he could use with which to rebuild the world. V'af al pishin nivrar Avram Avinu alav ha-shalom liyotu v'zaro l'ashem nivdalim mikol ha-umot. The potential was there. In other words, Avraham Avinu was chosen that his children would be unique. They would have the option of returning to the level of Adam pre-chet. Hinei adayin lo haya lahem makom shiyuchu l'hitchazek u'hitkonen bebchinat uma shlema. But they were still individuals. Sefer Bereishis is a sefer of individuals. Even when you had the Shvatim were individuals. In order to be able to have hashpa on the world, you need an umma. You need an am. That we have those mitzvahs. We know that Rav Sadia Gaon divided the mitzvahs, not like the Rambam, in terms of mitzvahs aseh and mitzvahs lo saseh, or like the Sefer HaCharedim in terms of chovas haguf, chovas haivorim, and chovas halavavos. The Rav Sadia Gaon divided mitzvahs in terms of mitzvahs on the individual and mitzvahs on the tzibur. You have to have a tzibur. And there was not yet a tzibur. There was not an umma. Din of a melech only applies to a nation. Din of a Sanhedrin applies to a nation. Without going through mitzvah by mitzvah, there are those mitzvahs that are on the tzibur. And even though theoretically the Shvatim could create an Umma, but the Shvatim were still under the Hashpa of the Zuhama of Adam Harishon. And we see that with all that even though Yaakov mitaso shlema b'cholzot with the mechira, we see that they haven't yet reached the level of creating an umma. Al kein hutzrach shiyiglu leMitzrayim v'yishtavdu sham uba'oso hashibud hagadol yitzurfu kazahav betoch hakur. That the Mitzrayim is kur habarzel, and only via the shibud, the shibud is a necessary precondition for v'yitaharu, for Klal Yisrael to come out as an umma. V'hine kishihigia hazman ha-ra'ui, as we in Shir HaShirim, we have all the beautiful metaphors of the spring. Chizek ha-adon baruch hu etashpa'ato ve'rato al Yisrael. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for Aharon to have a gilui shchina, for Moshe Rabbeinu to have a gilui shchina, v'kafa es hara lifnehem. And then we have HaKadosh HaZelachem, and we have the Dam Pesach, we have the Dam Mila, Behivdil osam mimenu, from the ra, romeim otam min hashifrut shehayu bo, ve'he'elam elav. Namely, that over here, the tikkun of Shibud Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is what created Am Yisrael. Nimtzu'u gu'ulim min hara gu'ulat olam. And this is and this is a one-way street, namely that from this moment, Yisrael afal pi shechata, Yisrael hu. That, in other words, before that, so Esav was chote, and Zehu Gamarno, he lost his connection to the Avos, and the unique connection to Klal Yisrael. But from the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yisrael afal pi shechata, Yisrael hu. We have over here gulat olam umisham v'halah hukmu. Now they were ready to receive the Torah. So therefore, every day we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this tikkun, hinezeh ha-tikkun shenitkenu la'olamim kamo shezacharnu, v'kol ha-tovot shehigiyu u'magiyot lanu kulan tuyos bo. Everything that happened post Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to remember that they happened because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'al kein nitztavenu lizkor oto tamid u'haskiro befinu. That by reiterating it verbally on a daily basis, the tikkun is not just the question of just remembering what our history is, but this itself parallel to Yichud Hashem, that if we state it, that has that itself brings about a tikkun into the worlds. Hu Hadin, if one reminds oneself of this tikkun, that itself brings about a tikkun to the world. Metametzo or banu umatmid banu hatoela tanimshach min hatikun ahu. That we regenerate the tikkun of Yitzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis by remember via the zechira. Okay, we have time. Let's continue a little more. Ve'ulam od tikkun echad nichlal bichlal kriyat haparshiyot eilu. That we have over here, we've seen each parasha as a separate unit. Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Al Mitzvos, Zecho Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, when you put it all together, Hu L'Taken HaAdam Kol Pirtei B'chinotav, that we have over here the remes for the Ramach in terms of the number of tevos that are in the three parashas of Kriyat Shema, and the Ramach represents man, Be'or Yichudo Yitbarach. And it's not only man, but this represents all of creation. That we have the concept of the Shir Koma, that the entire universe, all of the worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, they're all built on this framework of Ramach. Bahakala, Ramach, Evarei Adam. And therefore, when a man is able to metaken one of his evarim, he's metaken that part of the world. He's metaken all of the evarim. He's metaken all of the parts of the world. Elu ve'elu tzrichim sheyitupnu b'or yichudo yitbarach v'zenit kan ayidei ramach tevot shebekriyat shema. So we have Kriyat Shema as the trees, and we have Kriyat Shema as the forest. Okay, so we'll stop over here. I mentioned to some of you that those of you here on Shabbos, so we have Baruch Hashem a grandson, and so I'll be returning for another bris, Baruch Hashem. So we'll continue tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we'll take a break until after Pesach, and that solves our problem. I was wondering what we're going to do after Derech Hashem. So I think we'll finish Derech Hashem and Yitzhak Hashem after Pesach. Okay. Thank you very much.